Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. We're just going to get straight to it because I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And Cody is here and he's sunglassed up and hoodied on or whatever. And he looks like Trayvon Martin a little bit. First off, I want to get off before we start this show is, man, fuck the Clippers. That's the first thing I just want to say that right away. What is their beef for LeBron and trying to injure my man right there, huh?
I'm not going to even acknowledge the last games. Other than the one last night.
The one against the Blazers, so we won.
Yes. Whatever. Other than that, I'm not going
to. I thought it was like God trying to fuck with Cody one last time before the end of the year because I noticed someone on the Ravens. Someone on the Ravens got injured. And then and then LeBron got groined again. I was just like, the curse of Cody. I said, God's got it. He's just like, you thought you was going to end this year perfectly, huh, Cody? Let me just go ahead and fuck your record up now, whatever.
Exactly.
Brother and sister went to a Clipper game last night, and they tried to invite me. I was like, no, you can go yourself.
That's fine. They lost, too.
Yeah, I wish I would have went now, because I'd have wore my Aaron Day and my A. Davis shirt on, whatever, and shit, and been like,
bitches.
Fucking lost, whatever, because you cheated against the Lakers. You need them in the groin on purpose, whatever, and shit.
Exactly.
That was on purpose. I'm going to tell you that right now. That knee went too high, whatever. I've been pissed about that. Somebody tried to tell me, it's just a game, Jermaine. And I was just like,
nah, it ain't just a fucking game. It's Lakers Clippers. It's more just a game.
First of all, no. It's our perfect season, okay? Like, don't fuck our season up, whatever. Now, I wasn't planning on making it to the finals or nothing like that and winning the actual finals. But after the past 14 games, that whole mindset's changed now. We're going to the finals. We're going to win the motherfucking finals, whatever, and shit. So, when he told me, he's like, I'm a diehard Lakers fan, too. And I said, then, bitch, why are you content with him getting needle balls in? I'm like, okay. That was a detriment to our perfect record, okay? And that was the one thing that we had trouble with this whole year is all we got to worry about is injuries. And that one injury right there, and I was just like, I was like Leonardo DiCaprio in Inception when Ma jumped off that rooftop. Lord Jesus! It's like the groin! It's like LeBron's Achilles hit 10 heel, whatever. So it's like, he was like Brad Pitt and shit and got an arrow shot in his dick or something like that. I was like, no! Somebody ice that man's penis real quick. Please. If I was a cowboy, I would have ran onto that court. And you would have seen me acting like a little bitch. Whatever. I'm like, no!
Do it.
I would have stroked his penis right through the camera. And be like, you're going to be fine. You're going to be just okay, LeBron. Whatever. Now get back up there. Oh, God. Now that worries me now. I got going forward. I got to tell you. I'm worried or whatever. People's like, oh, he's gonna be perfectly fine. I'm just like, no, man, we still got a long way to go. You don't understand?
Oh, yeah.
It's a long ass way to go.
Okay. Still very, very much still young.
There's still like at least about 20 good games in us or whatever and shit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It only takes one game to fuck that up, you know?
That's all it takes.
Especially with these cheating ass Clippers or whatever and shit. Clippers, yeah, you know what? They got that name right because he tried to clip LeBron's dick off or whatever, okay? Anyway, though, people, this is not for here for about
No.
The leg show. I'm just going to get that off my chest real quick because I've been holding that for a week now. I wanted to tweet. I wrote so many tweets to Cody, whatever, that got deleted or whatever.
Just anger.
Just like, anger. Did you see this bullshit?
I'm mad.
Yeah, I was super mad. Somebody threw a knee. I was like watching from afar when people were taking steps. And the knee was going. I was like, look at these fucking high knee bitches up in here, whatever. They're trying to tease me now, whatever. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Anyway, though, people, it's Christmas. Christmas season's over.
It is.
No more of this bullshit-ass Christmas music.
I'm glad. I'm happy. We were talking about before we started, the last day of workout, and then head of my vacation from New Year's.
Let's just get on this vacation.
Fuck out of town.
Let's just get on this vacation.
I'm ready.
And let's just coast it out for the rest of the week, and then get ready for this bullshit next week. Because I got to tell you, L.A. traffic has been fucking great this past week.
Yeah.
Okay?
For the most part, yes.
It's been amazing. Okay, to get to LA, it's like 27 minutes. It's not a fucking distance anymore. Nice. It's like, wow, this is perfect.
I can always be like this.
Like the old days, you know? And I know January 6th is going to be a shit show.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be god awful. It's
going to
be like
back to school and shit.
You're going
to
be like, damn, is it more fucking people?
Yeah.
I think we need to start incorporating China rules.
Exterminate them.
Yeah. If you got more than one wife, one of them need to be killed. No more kill children, whatever. You know, one child per family, you know, all those type of shits. Me and Cody obviously don't have to worry about that because we're grown-ass men here. Yep. And we don't even plan on having any kids.
No,
so.
Not at all.
No. Shit, you can get that motherfucker from the Clippers. He can knee me in the dick multiple times. Okay, shit. All right? We're going to make sure that this never happens.
Take my Roy.
Yeah.
Put the run alone.
Take it, whatever. Yeah. Tell you what, man. There was part of me when I was in that car accident hoping that I had to go to the hospital to get injured up because I was going to tell him to vasectomize my ass.
Just time. Just
since I'm already knocked out.
Whatever you
got
to do.
Do it right now while we got it. So
I ain't going to worry about shit.
So this is our best of the, I'm calling this the best of the last drop.
Yeah, that works.
And basically what it is we're going to give our top five craft beers and whiskey that we've had on this show.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be unique. We're going to revisit some, it's like the ghost of Christmas past.
That's
right here or whatever, except the ghost of the drinking past, mm-hmm. You know? That little ghost of Cody just pops on my shoulder and he just like, look, either you're going to be a bitch or you're going to drink it. I'm like. And then he turns his head, and I'm already drinking it, and he's just like, well, damn, hold on, wait a minute, hold on, where's mine at?
Yeah, exactly.
And I just, like, took a little drop of it and give it to my little Cody over there.
You thought I was just telling your shoulders to give you advice? Nah. Fuck my glass, that bitch.
He's little Cody on my shoulder. He's sitting in a glass himself, just like a jacuzzi or whatever, just like, I can feel the beer bubbles just pulling. Yeah, little JB on Cody's shoulder or whatever. He just like, I don't know what that is, but you should drink it.
Mm-hmm.
like little JB. It's got battery acid in it. Doesn't hurt to try it, right? Just do it.
Just do it.
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf that shit. Yeah. Nike it. Come on now. Yeah. Either that or you're getting eaten the balls. What do you want in life? Whatever. What the kids say? YOLO, man. Shit, yo, is that a thing still?
Hell no.
Oh, okay. Okay, boomer.
That's still new. That counts.
That shit's not funny.
It's not funny at all.
It's not funny at all. Can I ask you a question? What the fuck is a boomer?
Baby boomers from the 60s. That's what they call them. Old motherfuckers. Yeah, people in their 50s and shit.
Why we just can't call them old motherfuckers? What?
It's because old motherfuckers too simple. People like complicating shit.
It's like
sounding clever. Okay, boomer is supposed to be funny, but it's not really funny. Because we're down on Twitter a whole lot. You know, I like going to Twitter every now and again. I'm on there like 24/7.
I just post shit. I don't really read stuff.
I don't really read stuff. Once it's annoying as fuck.
Yes.
So, but yeah, it's a Twitter thing.
Twitter population is terrible. Yeah.
Yes. No, it's always been bad. It's actually gotten worse.
Yeah. No, remember there was a time where it used to be good when Facebook was at its all-time worst?
I mean, when we first got on Twitter.
It was great.
I love Twitter.
Facebook was shit. But now everybody knows Facebook is shit.
Yeah.
So nobody uses it. Now everybody went to Twitter or whatever. Now Twitter is shit.
Mm-hmm.
God bless Instagram.
God bless Instagram's still cool.
Nobody has anything to say about the fucking thing on there.
Just post photos.
Post a little stupid ass photo. You just be like, yeah, fuck your workout.
Every now you get an argument in the comments like, so y'all two are cohorts. Okay. Y'all just tag team, huh?
That motherfucker really didn't say that. Y'all in cahoots together.
Basically stutter in the comments. I know that's possible.
You cahoots together. But you just tag team.
Okay. Y'all got an agenda, huh?
It's that stupid ass fucking Batman scene where this motherfucker's hanging out on the damn ceiling. That's iconic. Because
that was in the comic books.
Motherfucker, we've read.
See, that's the meaning. See, Zack Snyder knows the stuff that you don't know. Motherfucker, he was hiding in the goddamn corner for no reason. He left that fucking building like fucking 5 minutes ago.
I don't give a fuck if it was in the comics.
He's literally there just to make a scene.
That shit could be in the fucking comics if it don't make no goddamn sense.
I should have known from that point on that movie was gonna be shit.
Remember, I was dying when I saw that movie because I was sick. I think I lost my voice around that time, and I was like, I don't know what was. I was just like paralyzed whatever shit. And I had to sit up here for 3 hours watching this shit, and I was just like.
Why?
And it just wouldn't. And then when like Wonder Woman stole Batman's shit, I think that was just a point where I started sweating really bad in this seat, and I was like, "Thank God nobody's sitting next to me right now," because I was making noises like. Anyway, though, people, this is the top five best of. I pulled out some drinks here. A little simple stuff just for us to sip on while we talk, whatever. And you can pour yourself. I got some Irish. I got the Sexton, some Jameson. I got some Scotch. Some Glenlivet 12 years old. I got some Four Roses Small Batch Select, and I got some Nika Coffee Grain. A little Japanese bourbon.
I see.
Some Irish and Scotch.
Actually, a couple things on here. It's on my list.
Yeah. I kind of figured that.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to pick things that wasn't on probably on list, but that was a little hard. And I didn't want to pick something we haven't had yet on the show.
Right.
Like, that's a waste or whatever and stuff. That's a whole episode right there. So I was like, let me just get stuff we've already had, other besides the Glenlivet, but we'll revisit that another day itself, per se. I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna pour me some Shit, I might as well just go ahead and start with the Nika coffee grind. What you grabbing? You grabbing that Sexton, baby?
Been a while.
Sexton, baby. That's such an underrated bottle, too, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
Sexton. Oh, see, y'all just gonna tag team that bottle.
Oh, okay.
Oh, y'all
making certain different bottles. Oh, okay.
I see how this is, or whatever.
Ellipses.
So what we're gonna do is we're gonna start off right here with the craft beer. It's been a great year. First of all, let me just go ahead and get my honorable mentions.
Oh, shit, I don't have any of those.
So no, it's just honorable mentions for all of us.
Oh, okay, good. I'm
gonna give an honorable mention to Roku Gin. For shocking and surprising of the shocking
that
and surprising.
That's actually a good honorable mention.
That's a great honorable mention. The honorable fuck you award goes to Kiryoshi and Jack Daniels.
It's not really honorable, but yeah, it's just more.
Yeah. Honorable to go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Since you fuck yous right now, Jack Daniels honey.
Yeah, I threw that on there. Okay. I said Jack Daniels. Yeah. You don't get no pass.
Okay.
Like first it was just gonna be one, but I was like, nah, they both suck ass. Yeah, Johnny Daniels.
Kiryoshi, yeah.
Yeah, Kiryoshi and Jack. He can suck my dick, whatever.
Slaughterhouse, fuck you.
Yeah, you can go to hell too, whatever. The honorable biggest fuck you goes to Wild Turkey, Rare Breed, for cork popping and fucking my laptop.
That's right.
So
that's actually probably the biggest fuck you.
Yeah, you get
the worst whiskey of the year, but it's actually.
I think that kind of tainted the sipping part.
That's when there was 55 minutes or less.
Counting down right now, yep. By the way. So, the honorable mention for best bar of the year goes to Barcode.
That's right.
Barcode was awesome.
Barcode is awesome. Can't wait to go back.
I can't wait to go back neither. I'm a little excited, to be honest. I'm not going to lie, whatever, you know. So let me go ahead and get into my. The way we're going to do this, I'm going to get my 5-4-3 beer. Okay. I'm just going to run through it. Cody's going to give his 5-4-3 beer, and then we're going to break down 2-1 or whatever. Cool. So my number 5-4-3. So my number 5 is North Coast Old Rasputin. My number 4, Founders CBS. My number 3, Monkish Brewing Company, Life is Foggier.
Nice.
The reason why that's my number 3 is, man, that murky color.
That murk with the mouth, baby.
Murk. That murk with the mouth. I like the mixed berry taste in it. I like the pineapples in there, whatever and stuff. Founders CBS. I think that's one of the best chocolate bourbon mix I've ever had, whatever, personally, or whatever.
That maple syrup.
That maple syrup right there with that hint of bourbon in the finish right there. And then the number 5, I mean, that was just an obvious hint because I made the last drop, baby. That's that is probably one of the best imperial stouts you could ever have in the game. That dark chocolate, that little bit of sweetness in there, whatever, you know, it's nice and not too complex. It's not too complex for the daily average drinkers or whatever and stuff, but it's got a nice complexity to it for us godfathers of drinking.
Right.
Yes. So that's my number 5, 4, and 3, Cody. Okay. What's your got?
Very similar, drink? Actually.
Oh, okay.
For the most part. My number 5 is Old Rasputin.
I toast you to that, dude, toast, my friend. Yes.
Obviously, it's part of the last drop official drink.
Yeah, that's like a given.
Yeah. It's like this. It holds a special place in my heart because that's like the first... that's actually the first imperial stout I ever had. Not the first stout, but the first imperial stout I ever had. I remember from the first sip I ever had, I was like, oh my god, it's delicious. Like, that was one of the beers that got me into craft beer, was Old Rasputin. And till this day, I fucking love it. It's like, it's OG. So,
every time your head tilt back, I'm like, Stevie Wonder. That head keeps going all the way, and I'm like,
got a George Clooney shit going on.
It's a better.
I'm Batman.
Freeze.
So that's my number 5. My number 4. Actually, this was a tough one. It was between this one and my number 3. But I had to put Floating Space from Beechwood Blendery. I remember, man, the Peaches Boy.
Peaches, man. That hazy orange.
Yeah,
man.
Tell you, it had that perfect tartness. It wasn't like too sour.
You make me thirsty, baby.
Delicious, man. I remember walked out on the show with the.
I was so glad you brought that, man.
I forgot the other one I had.
I put that as like shocker of the year for me.
Well,
I don't know if I wouldn't, because it's not like, I guess shocker of the year means like he was putting something down and not expecting there. But man.
Oh yeah, it was the other one was the something Eugene. I forgot what it was called. That was okay.
Yeah. Matter of fact, that Floating Space just made, because the other two were okay. Well, one was okay and the other one was really good.
Yeah.
But the Floating Space just kind of like just made you forget the other two was even there.
Yeah. And Beechwood is so underrated with their sours. Like, they don't get enough credit at all.
I'd put him in top three distilleries for me.
Easy. Now here, it's local too, fucking Long Beach. Yeah. Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, New Hilo opened up in Long Beach.
That's right.
It's pretty nice. Yeah.
Oh, you been there?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Cool. So yeah, that was my number four. My number three is CBS.
Mm. Did you have any dispute with, well, I don't know the rest of your list, but I'm going to go ahead and ask, whatever, dispute with CBS and KBS?
No, I don't think we had KBS on the show.
I thought we did.
We didn't. We were about to, but then...
Oh, that's right, we were about to, we didn't have it or whatever shit, because I remember seeing the bottle there, because I had a photo of it, and but I was just like...
We had to do, you had to go somewhere or some shit.
That's right, because we only did... Did we have four bottles or three something, or something? We only did two.
It was toxic strength.
Because I had a photo of it on my phone. That's kind of how I went through it. So we didn't ever drink it. Okay, so I'm glad.
So we got to visit our show at some point.
I'm glad that didn't come on.
We haven't officially done the show yet.
Yeah, so I didn't put that on there. Then. Yeah. But then I think it just came down for me. It was like CBS tasted better.
Yeah.
I like KBS a lot.
Well, actually, I like them both equally. Mm-hmm. I'm being honest. They just both do different things. And they both do it to perfection. Like KBS, you have like the chocolate.
If we did have KBS, would it be near number two then?
Oh, it'll be up. It'll be top five. Okay. Yeah, it's one of my favorite beers.
Okay.
For sure. You have CBS, the maple bourbon barrels. Come on, man. With the base of the Imperial Stout they already have, it's actually delicious.
Yeah. That chocolate and coffee combination is just perfect on that bottle right there. It's just delicious.
Yeah, even the price of the bottle I got was like $7 or something.
I
paid fucking $7 for that.
Because we had it right after we had that shit.
The Prairie.
The birthday bomb. And it was just like, that was like 17, wasn't it?
Yeah, some stupid.
And then we was like, yo, this CBS 750, dude. It was like, dude, this is, and then we was like, last drop right here.
I always say this too. We never used to get Founders out here.
No. Now, it's every fucking
one. You find it,
I saw it at the liquor store yesterday. I was buying a bottle.
CBS used to get?
It was sitting right by the door.
CBS.
Oh, yeah, it was hard.
Difficult as
it was
fuck.
A rare breed or whatever. It was a drop of fame right there, whatever. Yeah, we coined it, by the way. People just want to know that.
This is my bottom, I guess not bottom three, but it's my 5-3 right there.
All these bottles, people, at least on my list, are all the last drop.
That's right.
There is no 3.5s on here or whatever stuff. So I was the same for you guys. Yeah. So I mean, obviously, in your top five,
all last drop material.
They better be. Well, my number two, and then we'll get in your number two. My number two is, speaking of Beachwood Blendery, Beachwood Blendery, Dia
De los
Mangos.
Yep. Well, shit, that's my number two as well. Dia De los Mangos, man.
Who would have thought all
pop that bad boy open? We got that mango, funk, that just, chili.
That funk just hit you right
that
in the nose.
Chili on the lips and the tongue.
Oh, I will never forget that taste. Like when it just hit my tongue, whatever and shit. And that was one of those things where it's like, this smell is so good.
I just bought that off a whim, too. I was like, that's a cool looking bottle. I never really heard about the beer research before I bought it. I was like, you know, you should pick this up.
I didn't know it was a Beachwood Blendery until you brought it up and stuff. I've seen the bottle before, but I know it was Beachwood Blendery or whatever and shit. And that's the beauty of Beachwood Blendery or whatever. Chrissy Teigen plain fries. What the fuck is that? Like, there's so many different recipes for French fries now, whatever. It's just like,
she got her own fries now. How does that work?
Like, when we went to Barcode, he was like, what kind of fries you want? I was like, I don't know. The fries that come from potatoes, man. what kind of other fries?
You want the skin on or off? Motherfuckers give me fries.
You put them in a pot, you fry them.
Right. It's like,
shit. You throw some cooking oil, some corn, whatever that shit is, whatever.
Rooster potatoes or regular? God damn it.
What? You throw some seasoning salt in that bitch, whatever, and you give me some ketchup. Hey, God damn it. Throw a little Tabasco in that ketchup, baby, whatever. Look, damn, shit. Kind of fries. Anyway, though, man, that chili on the finish, that light oak.
That's the clincher right there.
That tart vinegar smell, whatever, with that light oak on it, whatever. Ooh. Oh. Those sour mangoes, whatever. Ooh. Ooh, man. It just spoke to me, whatever, and shit like that. In so many different ways, whatever. And
that shit will wake you up in the best way possible.
And that was my number one for the longest, whatever, and shit.
That was kind of mine, too.
I mean, it was just so unique.
Yeah.
I mean, I never had anything. Sour ales are my favorite beer, whatever, and stuff. So, like...
I remember what you had. You're like, keep that there. We're about to finish. We're going to pour the other one first. We'll keep this right here.
That's right. We stayed in the film. I was like, wait. Let's just get to this other shit first. Whatever. I don't even know what this is. I want to get on this one. But shockingly, this is my number one, man. Because that was your number two, too, right? Yes. You got any more notes you want to say on the...
No. I just... It did everything well. It would have said in the bottle is what you got. And it did everything perfect. Everything was perfectly balanced. We always say that. Like Thanos.
Perfectly balanced.
And my favorite part is the lingering chili pepper. I remember even after the other beer we tried after that, we still got the fucking chili pepper in the tongue.
See, those are the
fucking awesome.
Well, same thing like you said with floating in space, with Beachwood Blendery, man. You just bet you just drink that by itself.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you drink something else with it or whatever, it just makes other things taste forgettable.
Yeah.
They have a certain, that brewery just has a certain uniqueness to it or whatever. It's just like, it doesn't even have to be the best, but it'll linger with you and be like, man, I'm thinking about this a lot right now or whatever. And that was the beauty of that. And speaking of that, man, it sounds like Beachwood Blendery is the winner of this.
I think it's Brewery of the Year.
Yeah, I was saying, like, so I think that's it's Blendery of the Year. Yeah, that's Brewery.
Got two spots, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's about to get three because my number one now is Floating in Space.
Floating in Space?
Space. Now, Dia de los Mangos was my number one, whatever. I went back to Floating in Space Christmas party 2 weeks ago at my buddy's house. And he was like, oh, if you get some beer. So I went to Beachwood Blender. I was like, fuck it. I'll just go pick these up, whatever. And I picked up a Floating in Space for myself, obviously. nobody else. It's just myself, whatever. Yes. And I had it in a little tall boy, like one of the little water coolers. And I was just like, I was just drinking like this. And they were like, what are you drinking over there? Hot toddy. You know people drink that as like just a regular drink?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
I don't see it a whole lot, but yes, people do that.
Somebody told me that this week, and it was just like, oh, I'm gonna stay at home, pour me a nice hot toddy or whatever.
What now?
I said, a what? So I thought people just drunk that shit when they were sick or something like that or whatever. Or one of them was like, no, this is good drink. I was like, ew. I was like, that's disgusting. What the fuck is wrong with people when they drinking habits? I gotta tell you, man. Anyway, though, whatever. Floating in Space, man. Oh, first of all, the name. And I looked at that bottle design.
It fits right. Once you take that sip, it's like
you're just floating in space, whatever shit. It's just a matter of time before Kanye West get a hold of it and name it one of his fucking albums or something, and fucks that whole title up, whatever. But I remember that hazy orange, that fruity complexity to it,
that aroma,
that well mannered funkiness to it, though. Whatever, it was like an adult funk,
nice funk.
It was like that, good sex funk. You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, man, she smelled really bad, but sex was so good. And like, you know, it's so good. The peaches and oak wood in there. Mm-hmm. I like, if anything, the Beachwood Blendery flavors just stuck with me the most, whatever. I mean, they really left it, especially for not as a heavy craft beer drinker as Cody is, so to come to myself, whatever. Just something that just stuck with me like those did. Oh, my God, man. So it kind of went back and forth. Well, not even back and forth. I had Dia de los Mangos on as my number one for the while and went back to Floating Space. Floating Space was up there pretty high, but I was just like, I remember that. But then that second sip I had, whatever, and I was just like, this is like the creme de la creme of the year for me right here. And I was very happy that you brought that over. Mm-hmm. And I'm very happy that you introduced me into that, whatever, and stuff, because that was just a beautiful pour right there. And I recommend that anybody anybody that is into craft beer or whatever and stuff, or likes the hunt, I'd recommend you stopping by Long Beach and getting some Beachwood Blendery Floating in Space, please.
Please do.
Cody, now the godfather of craft beer here, is about to drop his number one. Hold on now. This is a big moment right here for the whole world. This is like Jim Murray times 10 except better.
I know my shit.
Exactly.
I'm
so
knowledgeable.
Oh my God, this is like beardom and shit
It's like when Thanos snap.
Oh my God, right here.
Shit.
Everyone right here.
Actually did it.
Yeah, you're looking like Black Widow and shit. I'm crying and shit, whatever, and going like, you know, I had this show. Mm-hmm. And then Cody snapped his fingers and dropped his number one. And it broke me. So,
my number one.
Oh my God, here we go. Godfather craft beer, people.
Is the OG, the classic, the infallible Pliny the Elder. This is my number one because every time I crack open a bottle, it is literally like my first time having the beer.
Oh my God.
You can never go wrong with having Pliny. It is the most balanced, nuanced IPA that has ever been made.
Mm.
There is a reason it's highly touted as much as it is.
Mm.
Because it does everything right. If with the perfect balance and harmony of malts and hops and aroma and flavor, that is the beer. That is the route to go.
Yes.
All the stone fruits, the aroma, the pine, everything. It all melts together. Like, when you think West Coast IPA, what you want in a West Coast IPA.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk about like the in-your-face hoppy shit, which I love. That's my favorite style. But like a prototypical classic West Coast IPA, you have to go with Pliny the Elder.
Mm.
You owe yourself a favor, people. If you've never tried Pliny the Elder, you get into craft beer, You need to try Pliny the Elder.
Oh my God, he's speaking to you. You have to. He's speaking to you. He's talking.
You are not a true craft beer fan if you have not tried craft. Or sorry, not tried Pliny the Elder yet.
You're not an alcoholic fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, man. Oh my God, he's speaking to you. Damn, are you crying right now? Oh shit! A single tear just fell from his eye. Whatever. Yeah. Shit. Oh my God, my friend. Hey.
I'll be all right.
It's okay. Okay. Damn.
Yeah.
Wow. Where's your book at? God damn it. Let me buy it.
Man, I remember the first time.
I'm dropping $10 on you right now. $20, nigga, for your book. No, fuck that. Get my 10 back.
Hey, you know, it's funny. The first time I ever had Pliny, it was early in my craft beer days. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I had that shit warm. And I was like, what is this shit? What is
first time we had on this show, you were...
Oh, yeah. I was... We're not going to talk about that. But...
didn't have you were tired. Yes.
But yeah, I was enlightened when I tried it properly. I was like, oh my God, this is what we were talking about. Mm-hmm. Shit. And literally, even till this day, we popped on the show. I was like, fuck. Mm-hmm. This is the one.
I wish you could have said that the first time.
Yes. I said everything but that. Yeah, that shit good, man. Yeah.
It's like you now, but like 2,000 times less enthusiastic. Yeah. About it. It's like, it comes with you. Do you like it or what now?
Man. It's Pliny, man.
Like, what?
Man, you don't find him wrong.
As the non-beer expert here, whatever, I'm hearing him say that and just like, I can't tell if that's good or not. So it's like,
it's good, man.
Yeah, does he like it? Okay, sure. I guess. I thought it was hype. What are you talking about over here?
Oh, no. Hype is real, my friend. The hype is very much real.
Wouldn't have known from that show. No.
Well, that shit hasn't surfaced yet.
Gotta pay for that.
Play, baby.
Yeah, you definitely gotta pay for that one. I go back every now and then just to listen to notes. Where I can only listen about 10 minutes before I go, like, I can't listen.
Damn, that shit terrible.
It really is. It is so bad. Like on both our parts. I can't tell who's worse. Yeah, sometimes it's like, man, Cody was bad. Then I open my mouth and go, like, oh my God. And I'm like going on alone. I'm like, Cody, fucking interrupt, please. Just stop me. What kind of a cold? Yeah. Oh, you didn't stop.
Like, I finally had my input. It's the same shit. Like, God damn it.
Motherfucker was having an edge of tomorrow moment and shit.
Wall.
So, that is right there, the top five craft beer. Yeah. Very similar.
Yeah,
very fucking very similar. Like, was that any?
I have a feeling like whiskey's gonna be kind of different.
Yeah,
sure.
I think the only difference here is the Life is Fog gear and the Pliny. Then,
yeah,
those are the only one difference. So, which is shocking, to be honest. I actually thought it was gonna be bigger difference, to be honest, on the beer.
Kinda. I think the least, like, yeah.
I knew our number five, and I thought five.
I thought for sure, yeah.
Yeah, that was like a given, whatever.
Yeah,
yeah, because I did have Pliny on there, and then I just said I just got to give a bone to old Rasputin because, well.
Yes.
Yeah. It's got a gimmick on it. That's why. It's got a gimmick. Yeah. So, and plus, it was really fucking good, you know, too. So, yeah, there was no terrible beer on the show other than Coors Light. And,
that's right. Well, it was one of those melted beers we had. It wasn't really good.
Yeah. Actually, now that I think, there was at least about two beers we didn't have that was not like good. I mean, it was just like, this is. The problem with this show, too, is like, you're not just drinking that one drink. We have multiple drinks here, two to three.
There's always comparison.
And we do that comparison, especially because it's from the same brewery company.
Sometimes it's good shit, like right before that shit. Like,
what the fuck is this?
This don't stand up at all. It's the way it goes sometimes. We don't plan that shit.
I would say, though, like, because we've been going on the whiskey and beers, it's like, oh, Cody, you pick which one we go first. And then you're like, oh, you pick the beer we open or whatever. I was on a roll with picking which beers go in order for a while. And then that prairie came into it and just fucked that up. Like, it just fucked that all up, whatever. But yeah, let me. I got some honorable mentions on my whiskey list or whatever.
Okay,
I guess it would be my.
I have one.
I have like I had like on a top 11, whatever. But they're just pretty much honorable mentions. So like,
I don't want to have to put on there.
Yeah. So like, my number. First of all, before I get into that though, because we got some time here on Kill. Plus, I don't have to leave for another like 20 minutes or so, whatever. So, what a great year it's been for drinking.
That's right.
The year sucked ass. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, no, but like, ring wise, it's been great. Whatever stuff.
Coincidentally, when we first started this podcast,
which was April 1st.
That's right.
April Fool's, bitch. Mm-hmm. Which is, I think, was perfect for. Or I thought about it. Whatever. It's like that's perfect for the Catalina trip.
Oh, that's what you want to do?
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I was like, oh, yeah, fucking new. I was like, the 1 year anniversary. I was like, yeah, that should be the 1 year anniversary thing. Whatever. Shit, we ain't gotta do shit. Because People, we got a lot of compliments on that last week's show at the barcode. Whatever.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I listened. I was like, yeah, I do that. That was
I listened to it too, whatever, yeah. And I was just like, fuck, I want to do that again because not only because listen to it, it felt like, and not to toot our own horns, or whatever, but I will. It sounded like so much fucking fun.
It was.
And that was a compliment I got from a lot of people, whatever and stuff. People were just like, man, this sounded like so much fun. I had people telling me, where's that bar? I want to go there and stuff like that. And I was like, tell them the last drop sent you.
Yes.
You know, whatever. But re-listening to it over, I was like, man, this just sounds like a boatload of fucking fun.
Actually, that's probably my favorite show, actually.
I would say probably up there, too, whatever. And I wish we would have did, like, oh, favorite shows of the year and stuff like that.
Endgame.
Actually, Endgame wasn't as bad as we were expecting. Because we expected we was going to be fucked up or whatever and stuff. But, like, we realized, oh, yeah, we're pros now. Yeah. So, yeah. It wasn't as bad as shitty beer and whiskey.
No. Funny enough, nobody gave a fuck about that show. We did that shit for no reason. That show got no hype.
Yeah, I know. Put ourselves in torture.
Yeah.
And we was planning on doing it for a yearly, like, oh, it's a yearly thing where we do a shitty beer and whiskey beer and stuff. Hey, you ain't gonna fucking like it.
Yeah.
Why the fuck we drink this shit? Yeah, it's totally different from movies. People like hearing shitty movies.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck about you drinking shit.
They're not.
Because to them, they're like, I don't see what the problem is.
That was a spirit that didn't work out. We'll never try that again.
Yeah. Some people on your beer side was going like, I don't see what the problem is. I can drink that. Whatever. It's just fine.
Of course. I don't know about your picture,
man. Well, remember, people thought I was like fake choking on or something.
No, you were choking.
No, I literally was. I had to run to the bathroom.
Yeah,
I literally was gonna throw that shit out. It was fucking disgusting or whatever. Okay, I never tasted so much disgusting shit in my life.
Yeah, that was bad.
It's pretty. And then that Jack Daniel. That was the final drink. That just fucking was like, oh,
just like that sip. Like, yep, sure.
Cody's a savage. So in the case, it was funny for me to watch your expressions on your face. I guess if. Yeah, but then again, I can see that any fucking time, so I don't do it. But yeah, I just wanted to give a shout out to Barcode again, because that was just such a fun episode last week, whatever. And it's going to take a lot to retop that, to be honest.
Yeah, that's what I want every barbecue to be like.
Actually, I kind of do now, too, whatever, and stuff. And it was funny, because I was thinking about it, because I went to this bar in L.A., and I was thinking, I'm just like, there's no way I could do that here.
There's this bar. It has to be a certain type of atmosphere.
Yeah, and that atmosphere was just like... fucking energetic. Yeah. It was unique. It was erotic or whatever. So it had everything just going for it. And it's just like, it's
Sunday. Luckily enough, we do this on Sunday. So I think for the most part, we'll be okay. You know, bars are like too crazy.
Mm-hmm, I think one bar that'd be fine with it too, whatever, is Casey's Irish Pub. Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I bet that'd be another like cool, dope spot or whatever and stuff. I mean, like you said, these bars got to be like very specific and stuff like that. But I had a fucking fun time
at
Barcode. It was just amazing, whatever. It was like, not that I was dead on bars or anything like that, but it kind of rejuvenated some soul into some bars or whatever.
Give you some hope.
Oh, it gave a lot of hope right there.
Whatever. Yeah, man.
Hope and skills.
Yeah,
so.
Shout out to Barcode.
Yeah, so Barcode, don't think because we ain't been back in a week or whatever.
It's only a week.
It's only been a week. We will be back.
We'll be back.
Because I definitely do want to go back. That definitely was a spot. I mean, you get a drop of fame. That's the last
one. Oh, yeah, that's a drop of fame bar right there.
Yeah, so can we have one of your hot toys?
I mean, you like five of them, motherfucker. I want one, I want five.
I was debating on which one I wanted. You know, I think Cody wants that Dark Knight one.
That Death
Punk
one, too.
That's the one I wanted. Yeah, the Death Punk one.
Which
I didn't even know they had a Death Punk. I was just like, man.
Me either. Yeah.
I mean, how much that shit, you know, I don't even want to look it up.
Yeah. At least 300.
Because you know, if my black ass look it up, I'm going to be like, yeah, I want that, so it's gonna happen.
Yeah,
so I was like, nah, I don't even want to look it up. I know it's got to be like them hot toys are like 500 and plus.
Easy,
like they never fucking cheap shit. So, and I know I'll probably break that motherfucker. So, but my honorable mentions on whiskey here. I got the speaking with the Sexton and whatever. The first one we had in our pilot show, we had to introduce the last drop Red Spot 15-year-old. That one was just a unique blend of sherry and bourbon that I just love so much, whatever. And honestly, thinking about it, whatever, it might be the first 15-year-old whiskey I think I like, too.
Okay.
15-year-olds taste like shit to me. I went to a Dalmore tasting, and I was just like, well, trying a Dalmore 15. Yup, that's shit, too.
That's bad.
That's shit, too, whatever. And then the Redbreast 15 we had in this show, whatever, it was just like, well, doesn't even taste like Redbreast. I used to defend Redbreast 15, too, and then we had that show, and I was just like... ooh, I don't know why I ever defended this.
Yeah. I was like, why is this?
This is... And then I recently had it yesterday, too, and I was just like, I think this is getting worse every time I sip this now. This it doesn't even taste like red breast, or whatever. So I just generally just don't think I don't like 15-year-old whiskey, to be honest.
This is what it is, yeah.
But the Red Spot 15 was the one I remember, and I was just like, that was a 15-year-old. Funny enough, I know a lot of people that don't like that one. So it's like it's something weird about this 15-year-old thing, whatever. If I had the number 10, the Old Rip Van Winkle. I had that on here. Number 9, Redbreast 21. Number 8, Michter's Barrel Strength Rye. We had that before we started, before I was moving. We had that little simple sample or whatever and stuff.
That's right.
7, Parker's Heritage 13-year-old. I had at the OG meetup, whatever. And then number 6 would be the Yamazaki 12. And that's my 11 through 6, if you will, whatever and stuff.
I'll also throw out an mention. Red Spot?
Yeah.
And Yamazaki 12.
Yeah. Those are.
They just edged out.
And funny enough, I thought Red Spot 15 would have made the list too.
Yeah, it was on the list for the longest.
You know, that's the problem. It was so early in the year. That was literally the first. It just came out when we had it or whatever and stuff. That was one of the reasons why we kind of started the show. It was like this new drink just came out. It's part of a popular brand. It's Irish. It was St. Patrick's Day. But I'm not going to lie, I'm bullshitting y'all. The reason why we started that month or whatever is because some bitch was talking about, this is my favorite podcast, whatever, and shit. And they just forgot about us. So I was just like, oh, hell, my petty ass ego got me high, whatever. You know, Stuart, I'm talking about your ass, too. I saw you on fucking Twitter. Man, I just love King. It's my favorite podcast. You little bastard, you, whatever, and shit. Traitor motherfucker, you, whatever, and shit. You know, so you know, my ego got a hold of me and whatever. And I just contacted. I said, hey, I'm ready to start this shit right now. Okay, get your ass over here, okay?
That's steam off.
Yeah, gone for a fucking month already, motherfucker. Man, this is my favorite pile. Oh. I see how that is, so really. Because I was probably going to start like in the summertime. That got bumped up 2 months. That ego, man. That petty side said, fuck that. No, hell no. So I'm going to get, Cody, give your 5, 4, and 3 whiskeys.
My 5, 4, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5 is that bad boy right there. Coffee grain.
Ah, yes. So beautiful.
So balanced, so relaxed. Just knock that back anytime you want.
I'm missing 4 roses.
Some of that too, if you don't mind.
You want some of this too, bro?
If you don't mind, brother.
I don't mind, brother. You know, that small batch select right there. Ooh, look at that color right there. Purdy.
Ooh wee.
I gotta tell you, the year's been so great in whiskey. This one, I remember, was so high on the list. It damn near almost got forgettable.
Yeah.
I mean, the year just got so much better with whiskey, whatever. Like this, like the earlier bottle, like Red Spot and this, it just became like an afterthought at the point, whatever. But it's still delicious as hell, though. So your number 5 was this Nika coffee grain. Ah.
Oh. Ooh. Yeah. Coffee grain, baby. Obviously, drop of fame.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of that filter drink, so.
Yeah.
Had to go there.
Yeah.
I had to shout out there. Number 4. Honestly, my number 4, this is kind of a tough one for me. I had to lay some stuff out.
Uh-oh.
Number 4 would have to be Duncan Taylor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, that 12-year-old.
That's right.
Oh, man. That Duncan Taylor, man. Mm-hmm. That was just... I remember we was just so hyping Glenn Morangi up or whatever, and I was just like, this ain't a fair comparison. Yeah. This is a Sherry Cass right here, you know, whatever. That tasted like shit.
Also, shout out to the sex. That was another honorable mention that didn't make it to the list. Mm. Just got edged out.
Oh my. Yeah. Just got edged out.
Just got edged
out. Oh my God.
Been
yeah.
5 for a long time.
Sexing is so good.
But then I was like, yeah, I have to give it to the coffee grain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel you. I understand that, man.
So yeah, that's my number 4, Duncan Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3 is what I don't think you're going to expect this, but I remember loving this one. I know I love this one much more than you did.
Mm-hmm. Rare Best Spot 15?
No, Cheetah.
Oh, I love the Cheetah.
Yeah,
but I think the other ones are better.
Yeah, I know.
Except for Hakushu. I don't think Hakushu's better. I think Cheetah's better than Hakushu.
I just love that bright profile it had with the aroma and the flavor.
Yeah.
And it just perked my interest. I was like, oh my God.
See, that's the one out of the Suntory family people don't like. Or whatever. They say
I love it.
They say it's so low and complex.
I don't know if it's because I'm a whiskey newbie, I guess. But for
me on the Cheetah, like the Cheetah always, because I know a lot of people that, because funny enough, they were talking about it in the group the other day, where they was like, oh, the Cheetah's not that great. It's just whatever. It's forgettable.
It.
But for me, the Cheetah has like this little, I don't know how to explain it. It has a special little place, whatever, and stuff. And I think personally it tastes better than Hakushu. I mean, I'm talking 12 and 18, too. I'm talking to, I know that the 18-year-old is a little high pricey, whatever, and stuff, but I just don't like, I don't like that the Hakushu has that peaty smokiness to it, whatever, because it comes off as like a rip-off scotch.
Okay.
And that's probably why I don't really care for it that much. And I think the Cheetah bounces over and stuff. I would even put like the Cheetah over like, you know, an Hibiki Harmony and stuff like that. Or the Cheetah up there. Because it has that perfect complexity and balance of vanilla and that cocoa in it or stuff like that. So I think that it's very underrated in per se. But I understand why people sometimes don't like it. But, you know.
I love it. So
that was number four, right?
Three.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Three. That's right. So your number five, you had Red Spot. No, Nika Coffee Gray, sorry. And then your number four.
Duncan Taylor.
Three
was Cheetah.
My favorite out of the three, surprisingly, much as I love you, Nika, that Duncan Taylor, man.
Yeah.
That just blew my... That,
yeah.
I remember my buddy was with me when the guy was just like, you got to drink this, this Duncan Taylor. The guy was, I was like, hey, you better not be bullshitting me, whatever. I buy this fucking drink, whatever, and it tastes like shit. He's like, no. You're going to fucking... He said, what's your favorite scotch? I was like, Glenmorangie. He's like, you're going to say fuck that Glenmorangie.
Sure enough.
That actually did happen too. Whatever, that really happened. There's just a great complexity in that Duncan Taylor. It's got this, because once again, I was talking with a buddy yesterday. We're talking about these fucking higher proofs and stuff like that. And I was just like, that's for fucking whiskey noobs or whatever and shit that be drinking higher proof shit only, whatever and stuff. The higher proofs doesn't, it takes away all the characteristics of a drink, whatever. And that Duncan Taylor, it just has such a fucking high complexity in it, whatever. It's a uniqueness. Its flavors are just malted together and blended so fucking well. It's one of the best scotches out there.
Yeah.
Even reasonable price of $26, whatever
that
stuff.
Price, you can't beat that.
I took that to a barbecue along with some Booker's, some Weller, Old Label, and I forgot. I took something else too, whatever. That Duncan Taylor bottle just got murdered and massacred or whatever and shit. And these are a bunch of people that don't really drink whiskey or whatever, but they just love that fucking, those hints of notes in there. But it was just fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
So glad that made a list right there. My number five, four, and three. So my number five is Willett 6-Year-Old Bourbon. I have that at the OG meetup, whatever and stuff. And it's just the best Willett ever. So number four is Suntory Crest 12. And my number three is Cavalon Solus Sherry Cask Strength.
Mm.
Man, so the number five, the Willett 6-Year-Old Bourbon. That might be my favorite Willett right there, whatever. I mean, because we had three different Willetts there. The XFR, which was underwhelming, to say the least, whatever, because I was expecting much more from it. But that 6-Year-Old, man, I was clinging on to that bottle like it was my damn baby or something like that. I was like, this Willett 6-Year-Old, it's got that right amount of bourbon taste into it, whatever. It's like the perfect, for a low year, too, a 6-Year-Old, which is funny enough, it's like a $300 bottle, whatever and shit. But that bottle, I mean, it's just so perfect in so many ways, whatever. But Willett is just a great bourbon itself, but... number four, Suntory Crest 12. Speaking of the Cheetah, whatever and stuff, the house that Suntory built, that was that episode where the Suntory Crest 12 got put out. And funny enough, that was where the Yamazaki 12 spot was going to go. But this is like, that Suntory Crest 12, what was so great about it, and I love people introducing that bottle to people that don't drink Japanese whiskey or don't like it, per se. That bottle has brought them back into it. I've given that to three people, and they said, I like Japanese whiskey now. That bottle just culminated the Hakushu, Cheetah, and Yamazaki all in the one right there. And it just came out complete balance perfection right there. And also what I love about it is it's not in America, so nobody has a motherfucking yeah. And the Cavalon Solus Cask Strength, I had that one on there. I had that on there twice, actually, whatever. I gave Cody the non-Solus one. I gave him the Cask Strength one when we did our Blanton's episode or whatever, which is still good, whatever and shit. You can get that one at Total Wine now for $200 or whatever. But the one I'm talking about is the Solus Cask Strength one, the one from Taiwan. Man, that might be just my favorite Cavalon bottle, per se. It is just so fucking good. That actually was like bottle of the year for me.
Yeah.
It was just so high up there, and I was thinking nothing's going to top this until bourbon season kicked in. And shit just started getting dropped. I was just like, oh my God. Even yesterday when I realized I spent like $300. But, but that's not enough important or whatever and stuff. But it has... I took that to a buddy of mine and his wife, and they straight up looked at the bottle and said, dude, we hate to tell you this. We don't like cask drink, though. And I said, just drink that real quick. They poured that and drinked it, and they was like, yo, this is really fucking good right here. It's nice and smooth. It doesn't taste like most cask drinks that give that burning. I think it is like one of the best cask drink bottles out there. I think it's the perfect Asian whiskey out there. It's on the market. I think it's one of the whiskeys. It was whiskey of the year, but I actually think it is whiskey of the year any year. You can put this out there for anybody, and I think anybody will love it. I don't know not one person that doesn't like it. It has that perfect blend of chocolate and oat in there. You get all the sweet flavors in there that milds that cask strength a little bit or whatever, so it's not too burning. I mean, you can give that to a first-time whiskey drink or whatever, and they'll sit up there and be like, yo, this is crazy. Now, I would never do that because that bottle costs too goddamn much, and I don't need them killing my fucking bottle off some fucking noob. I'll give you some Jameson. But that is my 5, 4, and 3. Cody, what is your number two?
Number two is, funny enough, we're drinking it right now. Four Roses Small Batch Select. Heavenly. Ugh. Absolutely heavenly. Ugh. Got everything you want in a bourbon, man. Got the burn. Got the oaky finish.
Wait till you drink that Four Roses Limited Edition 2019. Oh, my God. I can't wait.
You can't go wrong with regular Four Roses. Oh. But Small Batch Select, forget about it.
I wish we had that Limited Edition 2019 on the show now, because my buddy that told me that was Whiskey of the Year, oh, he's not lying. Mm. Oh, it is so fucking good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Four Roses is just,
yeah, they always talk about the part.
Yeah, I can't remember a bad Four Roses, to be honest.
That's actually that's when we started the show off with. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Last drop.
That was the first last drop right there. I actually was going to do a throwback and put all the Four Roses bottles back out here. Yeah. No, but I don't know why I did that.
Sure enough, I was like, yeah. So I should have known it was going to be a good year when I tried that one. I was like, yep.
I poured you a sample. You took it to your dad, was it?
Yeah, my dad, yep.
And he fell in love with it or something like that. Yeah, I remember you telling me. He's just like, yo, he fucking loved that, whatever.
Yeah.
That bottle's nasty. Did we do that? I don't recall taking that. I don't know. I was like, wait. Oh, I think I did. I took it to a barbecue, too, whatever, and stuff. But I remember putting it on the shelf. So, but, yeah. Number two, Four Roses Small Batch Select. Mm-hmm. Early in the year, man. That came out. That was another new release right there.
That's right.
Man, there's a lot of new releases on the list here this year, too. And this year has been good in whiskey, too. But number two, though, speaking of Four Roses. My number two is the Four Roses 130th anniversary that I had at the OG meet or whatever. It's on my Instagram page, too. I think it's like the first photo on there as well, too. That 130th anniversary bottle is just the culmination of all you want in your Four Roses flavors as far as your whatever they're dropping, the OBSKs and all that stuff. It is so fucking perfect. It's mild, it's subtle, but it packs that full bourbon punch on you right there. It is like, personally, I thought it was the best Four Roses of any Four Roses until the limited edition 2019 came out. And I was like, whoa, suck my dick. literally, oh boy. it was just so good. But this 130th anniversary right here, that was another bottle I was just sipping at this fucking OG. I was just hugging on that bottle, just like, nobody gonna get down this, huh? All right, cool. I'm trying to kill this bottle right here. But Four Roses proven, and it's funny enough, I've been meeting a lot of people this year too that don't like Four Roses in general.
Oh, fuck up that.
Who tell me they're bourbon fans neither. And I always tell them, well, I was like, well, the perfect start off for a bourbon fan or whatever is Four Roses. Get some Four Roses.
Yeah.
And they would tell me, I don't like Four Roses. And I'm like, the fuck, what?
Okay.
Once again, there's no bad Four Roses or whatever.
We're lost.
Now, maybe you've just been having that generic Four Roses we had, whatever, which, by the way, is not bad at all, whatever.
No.
It tastes really good, whatever, and shit.
It's still my go-to.
Yeah, it's like $20 at that or whatever and stuff, and it's really good. Now, maybe you just don't like that one, because I always don't like when people put a blanket statement, I don't like Four Roses. You never had all Four Roses. How are you going to say you don't like Four Roses? You probably had that one bottle, and you're just like, I can't fuck with Four Roses, whatever. There's so many different Four Roses, first of all. I mean, we did the side-by-side with the Small Batch and the Small Batch Select. Yeah. Completely two different tastes or whatever and shit. Well, we did the Four Roses episode.
Yeah.
None of them tasted the same, whatever, you know? I like because we did that drop of water on that episode and it was like, this didn't do shit.
Yeah. It was like, this did nothing.
This did nothing. I guess this is fine.
Yeah.
But Four Roses 130th anniversary, man. What a fucking bottle, man. Four Roses continue to kill.
Right on.
I hope they come out with something new next year.
They probably will.
I hope so. Small Batch Super Select.
Well, that's supreme.
I don't think it's going to fit, but, you know. that was a shocker, too, that this came out because there was only four Roses releases, like, not limited. Because the 130th, obviously, those are limited, what I'm talking about. But these were just like, these are main and ready to go. $50 bottle right here, Four Roses Small Batch Select. So when they came out, that was like, you got to hype on that right away. It was, like, limited on shelves at the time. But then you see it everywhere now. You go and stuff. And it's just one of the best. Four Roses is just the best, one of the best bourbon distilleries of all time.
Agreed.
Okay.
Agreed.
Speaking of Four Roses, Al Young passed away too, who was the master or one of the master distilleries over at Four Roses.
Okay.
I know normally we don't talk about deaths on these shows and stuff like that, whatever.
Whiskey community.
But that man That man, you know, had some great fucking taste, okay? So shout out to him for providing with such great whiskey over the years, because that man,
rest in peace,
that man's never made a bad fucking Four Roses or sampled and reviewed one for any time, whatever. Al Young was a fucking legend in the bourbon community. Al Young right there, man. Shout out to him. Cody.
Number one, man.
Uno.
Did I say this wasn't on my list? I think we mentioned it before. I was lying if I said it wasn't on my list. Red Spot.
You remember when I said it wasn't on my list?
I lied. The Red Spot.
Wow, you put it over the Four Roses.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's my dude.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just such a perfectly balanced.
It's well-rounded.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with it.
You know, that was a lot of the things about earlier year releases that came out with the Four Roses, the Red Spot. Mm-hmm. I'm blanking on something else that came out. It was a higher-end bottle that came out. They started off like people loved them, and then middle of the year, I don't really like that no more, or something like that. I'm just like, to me, they still taste good. They still taste good.
Hey, I keep mentioning this. I should know from that point on, that was the first thing we cracked open pretty much.
Yeah, like, yeah.
This is going to be a good year. Sure enough, the last this long, got my number one spot. Yeah, got my fame.
That Red Spot, man.
Irish whiskey, man. I was like, yeah, Irish is killing it right now. Japanese and Irish, it's like, they're doing the business right now.
Bourbon just finished the year off. That's right. Strong. Yeah. They just finished the year off. Because like it kicked off with like, you know, they went into Japanese, whatever, mm-hmm. with the Suntory releasing the new AO bottle, and then the Irish came in or whatever and stuff, and then the summer was just like, it's peak game with scotch and stuff like that, whatever. You could throw any name out there, whatever, and then the end of the year, just finished it off with bourbon, and it was just like, man, it's just been a great fucking year. And then bourbon took over.
That Marsala.
Oh, man. That Marsala and the Sherry Cask, whatever. Come on. Well, also, you had that, too, on the infused spirits I got from Cork, whatever. Right. That was our solo share with an ex-bourbon cask, too.
Right, right.
And that was another reason why, because I was like, it's got the same ingredients as the Red Spot.
Right. Same.
A little bit different, profile. Whatever. Similar profiles further in. I was just like, this probably is going to be delicious right here then. And sure enough, it was good or whatever and stuff. That was almost about to get, like, honorable mention, too, because I was like, that was really surprising.
Also, shout out to, just got edged out, and you already mentioned that, mm-hmm. Suntory Crest.
Suntory Crest 12, but that Red Spot, man, it had that sherry with the bourbon. And that was, that I can remember, that was the first time I had that combination on a whiskey, too, whatever, as far as a solo sherry and bourbon.
Yeah, that was just a unique just infusion of flavors.
Mm-hmm. And being the first time that I think that I had it, I can't think of it. Maybe there's something bottled out there that I just didn't look at the ingredients of, whatever. It just turned out perfectly well. I know a lot of, this year has been a lot of like master blenderies or whatever, because we have the Legion bottle too that came out with the Japanese and bourbon or whatever.
Pretty good.
Which came out really good. Then we're talking about the Orsolo Sherry and the ex-bourbon cast and stuff. It just worked out perfectly this year with blending stuff. And shout out to Green Spot Distillery or whatever. I forgot, the name of that distillery or whatever. Oh, I can't remember the name of it, but it'll come back to me. Whatever. My favorite now.
Drop of fame.
This drop of fame right here, man. This is not only just the best of this show, it's the best of all year for me. And I got a bottle too, so that's going to be cracked open in 2020. That would be what I had at the Lincoln House I did with Oscar in that interview when we did the BTAC next to the tequila bottles, whatever, the BTAC right there. I'm talking George T. Stagg 2019, man. Okay. That George T. Stagg, dude, that shit was just fire, dude. Like, I mean, it was
flames.
And it's funny, you know, because that's another. Our list just consists of people that started off strong. Now he was talking shit about it. It's like, oh, it's not that great because the proof is lower than any of the year and shit like that. And just like, who gives a fuck?
Shut the
fuck up. Fuck up, whatever shit. This one this year had a little bit more cherry in it and stuff like that. So, it's just so fucking good or whatever stuff. I know a bar that has some too, so I'll keep that in mind, whatever stuff. But it had like this cherry and vanilla mix, whatever. Think of a. Like an alcoholic, tastier version of a cherry Coke.
Okay.
Cherry vanilla Coke or something like that. Okay. It's so fucking good. The aroma, it's got like this, it smells almost like 2017 batch, if I'm not mistaken, or whatever. And then it's this complexity of balance of sweetness, and it's got these infused oaks in there or whatever. Oh, man. It's just personally for me, best of the year that I've had so far or whatever. Okay. I haven't had all the BTAC bottles. I haven't had the Sazerac or the Eagle Rare this year. But the William Rue is up there. I haven't had it on this show, though, unfortunately. What am I blanking? Oh, the Handy is really fucking good. But that GTS, man, it just killed it for the year.
Oh, she's dead.
Oh, man. George T. Stack.
I'll try one day.
You will try it one day, my friend. Don't worry. It's coming. It's coming. I was thinking, it was like, should I just pop this over? Should I just collect all BTAC and then do it then? Because I am on a plan right now to collect all BTAC right now.
You'll get to it, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm on a mission.
How do you want
to
do it?
I am on a mission.
I already know that. I'm saying.
Two bottles down, three to go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Five bottles total.
Yeah, yeah. You think I can collect all three by the midsummer of the next?
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I already told.
At least by the end of next year.
I already told you, a buddy of mine, he's like, those bottles are too expensive. I said, I think I can make this work out. I think I can make this work out. So I definitely want.
You got the fucking the tequila.
I got all the tequila. Yeah, yeah. So it's going to make us great side by side, whatever. But got to do the BTAC, though, too, whatever. I mean, that's just.
Is that Buffalo
Trace? Buffalo Trace Antique Collection. Sure. Okay. Yeah. B-tac. So for those that don't know, BTAC, when we do say BTAC, whatever, inside joke or inside name there, Buffalo Trace Antique Collection, whatever. It's the higher end Buffalo Trace.
Yeah, I figured I just wanted to make sure. Okay.
Yeah. So that's the best of the year right there for us on the last drop. Great list right here. Man, I feel like...
The whiskey one was very varied.
Oh, very different.
Well, yeah, but more than I have.
Obviously. Yeah. Very different compared to the... than the beers or whatever and stuff.
Yeah, I think it shows a discrepancy between much more advanced tasting.
I think we've had more whiskey on this show than beer, though, without a doubt.
Yeah,
without a fucking doubt. Yeah. Whatever, so
certainly you. Obviously.
Well, 2020, my friend, is gonna be a great year.
Can't wait.
We're counting down now, right now. So now, time to get out of here now.
Last show of the year.
2019, last show of the year, the last drop right here. 2020, we starting off with a bang. We going hard. We going strong right there, whatever and stuff.
Ham, as the kids
say.
Man,
going ham, shit, with some bacon, baby. Right, yeah, turkey bacon. And as we always like to say here, thanks for this fucked up shitty year, but great year in drinking.
Great year for alcohol.
A great year in alcohol. Mm-hmm. And as we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.